الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واقصد في مشيك واغضض من صوتك إن أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحميد. Continuing with the grace and tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, who has blessed us with the great favor of Iman and Islam and the Ummah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The concluding advices of Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu ta'ala in this ruku of Quran. Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu ta'ala, in his golden words of advice, says to his son, that, O my beloved son, never delay tawbah and repentance, for you do not know at which moment death can come to you suddenly, unawares. So resort abundantly to istighfar and tawbah, have your sins forgiven. Before that moment of death comes and thereafter, you will plead and beg for many opportunities to come back and make tawbah, and the chance will never be given again. In his golden words of wisdom in mannerisms also says to his son, La tursil rasulaka jahilan, that never send a person who is ignorant, who is negligent, who is unawares as your messenger. Do not delegate a task to such a person. Rather, if you do not find a person who is wise to delegate your tasks, to do some chore for you, then rather do it yourself. In the concluding advices in this ruku, he says to his son, and this also pertains to social mannerisms. Yesterday we had looked at the emphasis on humility and the abhorrence of pride. He says, and as far as pride and being self-conceited is concerned, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says such a beautiful example, مَا ذِئْبَانِ جَائِعَانِ, that if you take two very hungry wolves and let them loose upon a defenseless flock of sheep, we know the carnage that they will wreak, the havoc that will come out of it. There will be bloodshed. Many of those sheep will be killed by those two hungry wolves. It will utterly destroy that entire flock. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person's love for wealth and the love for honor, status, fame and name, being self-conceited and arrogant, and love for wealth, these two things are no less harmful to the deen of a person than those two hungry wolves are to a defenseless flock of sheep. So Allah Ta'ala, in mentioning the advices of Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anhu to his son, the final advices, he says, وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكْ, O my beloved son, whenever you walk, then adopt moderation in your walking. Adopt humility in your walking. What this means is that do not walk very hastily and very, very fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person walking extremely fast decreases the honor and dignity of a mu'min. On the other hand, do not walk extremely slowly, that denotes pride or arrogance, or sometimes could resemble the walking of a female. In our deen, any form of resemblance of male to female and vice versa is severely abhorred in the eyes of Shariat. So adopt the moderation, the middle path in walking between extremely fast and very, very slow. Between those two, Hadrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says that in that time, the Yahud were habitual of walking extremely fast in arrogance, and the Christians would adopt a very, very slow walk. So he says, adopt that which is the middle path between the two. Once our respected mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha saw a person walking extremely slowly. So she asked that, what is it with this person that he seems like he is about to fall dead the way he is walking? And then it was made mention that this person is proficient in knowledge, in recitation of Quran, as well, as far as ilm and knowledge is concerned. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was a far greater qari and alim than this person. But when he used to walk very swiftly. In other words, used to walk swiftly, but not to that extent of speedily that decreases the honor of a person. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's walk, we try and adopt as many sunnahs as possible. The walk of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described, كَأَنَّمَا يَنْحَطُّ فِي sabab. It was as if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be descending from a high place, the top end of the back bent slightly forward, would raise the feet off the ground, would not drag the feet along the ground, but refraining from any kind of pride and arrogance. This ayah is also the interpretation some give, is that when you walk with humility. That is, you look lower your gaze and walk. In that way, it is humility. It is also protecting the gaze. The second advice in this ayah, waghdud min sawtik, that lower your voice. Do not elevate and raise your voice. Inna ankara al aswati la sawtul hamir, that of all voices of all animals, the one that is most hideous, most detestable, most dislikable to Allah Ta'ala is the braying sound of a donkey, because it is at a high pitch. The braying of a donkey has two sounds, an intake and as well as an exhaling sound. The people of Jahannam would have similar, لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرُ وَشَهِيقُ, in the severity of punishment. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that all creatures of Allah Ta'ala, when you hear them screaming, shouting, they are making tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. It is only the donkey brays when it sees a shaitan, and similarly when you hear the barking sound of a dog, then say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you hear the braying of a donkey, then say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. The advice here is to speak in a tone that is moderated, not so extremely softly that people cannot understand. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anha used to speak in such a pitch and tone that everybody would clearly understand what was being said. But on the other hand, not to speak loudly unnecessarily. Allah Azza wa Jal dislikes a voice that is intentionally elevated and raised. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described by Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anha in his Mubarak mannerisms and character, that he was extremely soft-natured. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very obliging. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not raise his voice in public places. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mannerisms were such and such lofty character that if there was something, maybe food or whatever it may be, which is halal, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally did not have a liking for it, one would not condemn it. And if others wanted to partake or take part in that thing which is permissible, but that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally did not partake, would not in any way stop Sahaba radiallahu anhu from doing so. This is extremely lofty and high mannerisms. Similarly, he describes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not impolite, was not hard and crude in his mannerisms, was extremely soft and obliging. And then he says that there were certain habits that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never went near to. Never ever went near to it, left it for once and all and for good. One is al-mira'ah, arguments, getting into quarrels, getting into arguments. Al-ikbar, pride and arrogance, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was furthest away from it, was extremely humble. And the third, tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never get involved in anything that did not pertain to him. Any pastime that was a useless pastime that would be of no benefit to a person's deen or dunya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained aloof and stayed away from it. So refrain from arguments and quarrels, refrain from pride and arrogance, would not involve himself in any activity or pastime that was of no benefit. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.